The Horse Racing Preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Great, thanks. Not so bad. Looking forward to a busy week now with the Stowell and, of course, Irish Champions weekend next weekend as well.
Yeah, we'll be previewing all them now in the next 20 minutes or so. But firstly, just briefly, Martin, I suppose a busy week has gone by, but the 150th anniversary of Leighton Races took place yesterday, and probably an historic occasion as well, because a treble for Jamie Osborne and the Melbourne 10.
That's right, they really have taken Leighton to their hearts over the last couple of years, Jamie. He had 8 runners yesterday, which I believe, and the Melbourne 10 is a very popular syndicate, and they certainly pulled out all the stops to record a fine treble, Lisa Neves and two of them, and they really bring plenty of colour to the occasion. It's a very, very popular occasion now, as you say, celebrating 150 years. That's actually at a launch there a couple of weeks ago of the book that celebrates the 150 years, and it's a great, I must say, it's a great read, I have to say. Lots of great stories, interesting stories, and some interesting tales over the years about horses winning and not winning and all sorts of things going on, and the hassles they have every year, I suppose, holding Leighton. But in fairness, they've done a great job now, and went off yesterday without incident. Big crowd again. Thankfully, the weather worked out well in the afternoon, and very, very popular. And as I say, it's a very unique part of Irish race, and hopefully stays there for a long time to come.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And that was the week gone by. Looking forward to this weekend. So, Martin, let's kick off the racing with Wexford this weekend. It's the 8 race card tomorrow, the earlier start time of 1:10. Kicking off, let's have a look at the second race. That's the handicap hurdle for horses rated 80 to 102. 2 mile will be the distance, with a maximum field of 14.
Yeah, and Henry the Mumhead, the trainer, certainly is having a good season at the moment, Patrick. I do like his horse here, a horse called Show and Go. He's only weighed 100 over hurdles, but he was able to win off 117 at the Galway Festival, and he also was a winner at Wexford over fences earlier in the season, so he certainly likes the track. I think he'd take plenty of beating here. Dennis Holden claims a valuable £7 in this event, and I think this really has a very big chance, even though there's a full field of 14. Lucis Naturea was a winner last time out, and Karen Ferris rides that, claims £7 back off it, up £6 for the win, so that should go well as well. Well, Michael Winters, little sticker rhubarb, would have a bit of a chance on his best form, but I think Show and Go will take plenty of beating here.
Now, the opportunity handicap hurdle was divided a little bit earlier on, and it's over 2.5 miles. What do you fancy in the two races?
Yeah, time is time for David Barry. Was a good winner last time, I thought, at Kilbeggan, and Andrew McCurtain claims back £2 off the £5 he's been ridden. That was a quite a good effort. I thought he might just be good enough to beat Capricorn, who was a winner last time at Sligo. Barry Brown takes the mount in that one. He went up £6 to win the Sligo, but I think time is time is an improving horse and might just be able to go in again. Well, in the next race, Charles O'Brien would be a trainer that you'd know too well, but Rain in Spain was a good winner for him at Sligo last time, beat an odds on shot in the shape of Sperling, who was a decent horse in his own right, won a Pat Kelly's, and Kevin Bruder claims £4 back off him in that one. I think he's got a good chance to win the second division, although Can't Kid a Kidder has been a very good form. Well, Wild Desire and Paul Nolan, the local trainer there in Wexford, he always has a couple of very fancy runners at the meeting, and I imagine Wild Desire will be fancy to go well, but maybe Rain in Spain might be the one there to take the second division for Charles O'Brien.
The first of the three chases then tomorrow is the Audrey McGrann Memorial Novice Chase, due off at 4 o'clock. Just the 5 runners in line at face the starting here.
Yeah, interesting. Paul Nolan saddles Miss Sassy here. Now, the only thing is she is due to run at the Stowell on Sunday as well, so I think she has to run here first. Now, 2 miles would be a little bit on the sharp side for her, but she certainly has a decent chance. It looks between her and the two Henry de Bromhead runners, Classic Theatre and Ark and Feet. Classic Theatre has won 2 chases already to date. Very good jumper over fences. Had to get the full Rachel Blackmore treatment to win last time at Tipperary. Hugh Morgan claimed £7 back off his penalty here, so he's to give £3 to the other two winners in the race. And maybe his stable companion, Ark and Feet, might be more of a danger now with Brian Hayes on board. This one battled well to win at Roscommon last time. Beat a horse called Kresik, who's well fancied to win at Kilbeggan tonight. So I think maybe Ark and Feet could be the one of it. This interesting 5-horse race.
The opportunity handicap chase then over 2 miles, Martin, has 8 going to post at 4:35.
Yeah, Daz Moostra, I thought, might be the one here. He was a winner at Limerick early on in the season. He's up £7 for that. And he was third at Killarney last time in a decent chase. Before that, he actually ran the Galway Festival over hurdles, but he had no real chance against a very smart novice of Woody Mungs. So I think back in his own grade here, Daz Moostra has a good chance. Ballyfin Boy is a 12-year-old, but Jimmy Finn's a very, very versatile charge. He ran a blinder last time, just got beaten a short head in Tremor. Even at the age of 12, he must have a chance here. Well, top weight Dark Outsider wouldn't be one to rule out either, but maybe Death Mooster could be the one here.
We've left out 3 races there, Martin. Anything in the other races?
Yes, I think maybe Billy the Boss should win the Mayor's Maiden hurdle 3:25. Gavin Cromwell's charge just got beaten in the nose at Downpatrick last time. Ger Fox takes him out here and just hopefully will be able to gain a bit of compensation for a narrow defeat on that occasion. And maybe in the last race there, the 5:10, Double Windsor was a good went close to Tremor last time out, and Jody McGarvey's mount might be the one here. Gets the trip very well, 3 miles, 1 furlong, and I think that could be important in this 5:10 race.
Okay, so that's the action at Wexford tomorrow. Then at Navan, also being held on Saturday, is it with a 1:55 start. Going is good, good to form in places. And the first I was going to look at is the second race. It's the conditions race over the 5 furlong sprint with only 3 runners, but not a whole lot between all three.
That's right indeed, Patrick. And it'd be great to see Gordon R. Burden get back on the winning trail here. I think he's an outstanding chance. He's been tremendous form this season. Been placed on his last couple of starts at a group level, group two level actually, was placed at second at last time out to Expert Eye in a very decent race. Expert Eye is a very good horse. So Michael Stouts won the Jersey Stakes or Alaska this year. And like that is really excellent form. I suppose the Aidan O'Brien stable though continues to go very well. And his Rockingham handicap winner, Battle of Jericho, will be the big danger here under Shamey Heffernan. He was a narrow winner on that occasion, a big handicap at Acura on the Derby weekend. He just beat a horse called Caspian Prince, who's a very good sprinter in England. So he has tremendous speed. And he was tried his group level on his last 2 runs and was found wanting. So back in this trip, back in this type of grade, he obviously has a good chance. But I think Gordon R. Byrne, hopefully in receipt of £3 off Battle of Jericho, might be able to get his fourth win of the season on board. I think he certainly deserves it. He's a 10-year-old now, but still seems to be running as good as ever. And Tom Hogan's charge would be very popular if he can manage it.
The 5 furlong sprint in the Triton Bar handicap looks very hotly contested as well, with just 6 runners going to Thalls.
Yeah, strong Aidan O'Brien challenge here with top weight Dally, surely with a big chance, and also his recent Curra winner, Lost Treasure. He's actually won his last 2 Lost Treasure, up £8 for that narrow win at the Curra last weekend. He has handled 6 furlongs very well. I'm not quite sure he'll be quite as effective as 5, but Dally is a very fast horse, and under top weight, he still take plenty of beating here. Interesting English rider here for Jed O'Keefe, only spoofing. His form looks fairly okay, I suppose, but Sean Davis claiming £7 off his back would make his weight very interesting off just 7.12. Interesting, he's making the long trip over to take on these decent horses of Aidan O'Brien, and he should go very well. But I think Dally has all the aces here and probably could defy top weight.
7 runners go to post for the 3:40. That's the €40,000 primary nursery over 5 furlongs.
Again, the Aidan O'Brien stable represented by 2 strong contenders here, but Isle of Innisfree was a surprise winner for them at Nace last Tuesday, beat a more fancy stable mate by a short head on that occasion. That was his first win in 6 races, and he had been slightly disappointing prior to this. He ran quite well early on the season at Navan, alright, but he disappointed at Bellingstown and place like that. Maybe going back to 5 furlongs suit him. He's got a £6 penalty to overcome here and must have a very big chance. Lord Rapscallion for Johnny Murta was a good winner last time at the Curra. He's up £6 for that. While Offline for Andrew Slattery was a decent horse early on in the season. He looked good when he won at Dundalk, and young Ben Cohen claims a very valuable £7. But the one maybe again for Joseph Ryan, horse called Tenax, a narrow winner at Tipperary last time, so good speed to win over 5 furlongs there, and I think he could be the one to beat in receipt of plenty of weight from Isle of Innisfree.
The 10 furlong apprentice handicap goes to post to 4:10 Martin with 18 runners facing the starter.
Yeah, wide open race here, and Cashier Queen has been going fairly well for Aidan McGuinness of late. Won 2 races and then was placed on a couple of occasions since. White draw to overcome here, but Donna O'Connor is a decent apprentice and certainly would have a leading chance in this. But maybe Andrew McCann's Connie Call, he's run quite well over hurdles and fences in recent times. He likes fast ground, which he will get tomorrow. Gavin Ryan's a very capable apprentice, and from a decent stall in 5, I think Connie Call is a very good each way chance in the race for the pay for first 4 home.
Anything else on the rest of the card at Navan, Martin?
I'd say the 4:45 should go the way of Ger Lyons' First Response. Good second at the Gordon Park last time to a decent horse at Emma Wells. The Beer won it on that occasion, when the third horse actually came out and won at Gordon Park on Wednesday. So the form looks really solid. He probably would be favoured, but I think First Response can be another winner for Colin Keane. Well, the last race, Jim Bulger Miraculum would have a bit of a chance if coming back to his penultimate start when he ran fourth in Leopardstown. But maybe Rocky Blue for Tom Mullins. Placed second and third in his last couple of starts. Has been knocking the door all season, deserves to win, and might be the one there tomorrow in the 5:20.
Okay, so that's the action tomorrow. Then looking forward to Sunday, of course, the start of the 2018 Listowel Festival, the 160th running of this festival, Martin, the Harvest Festival, of course, and always a fantastic week as well. And of course, one of the features which we'll touch on later on, the Kerry National being run on Wednesday.
That's right, and as you say, it's a very very, very popular festival, this, the Harvest Festival, is well known. It's interesting, this year it's actually coming at the start of the week where Champions Weekend finishes it, and Listowel actually will clash with Leopardstown next Saturday on its last day. But it has to stage for itself all the week, which I think is good. And, you know, the weather is quite good all the week. It has been fairly decent up to now. Now, there's plenty of rain forecast actually over the weekend, Patrick, up to nearly 25 mil. So that could make things interesting, because we're kind of used to Listowel being running on soft ground. But a good card on Sunday, starting at 2:10, the feature race, the 4:50, the Kerry Group Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 4. And John Patrick Ryan's Kyle Crew is actually going for a hat-trick in this race. He won it the last 2 years. His form of late, I suppose, hasn't been quite good, but he is £9 lower than he was when he won last season, so he must have a chance. And if the rain comes over the weekend, he certainly would be suited by that. The weights are headed by Conrad Hastings, who ran a good sixth in the Galway Plate behind Clarkham. Davy Russell on board should go well. Product of Love for Andrew Fleming was Alan Fleming was a good third at Killarney last time. That was quite a good effort behind Peregrine One. He must have a decent chance. Well, down towards the bottom of the weights, Steel Wave for Willie Mullins, Mill Quest for Gordon Elliott, and Noam Mees, Jack Slade, all would have chances there. But I think if the weather stays reasonably okay, Product of Love would be the one I'd be going for each way.
Okay, let's have a look at the forerunner Kerry Maid Hurdle, and it looks really it's a long odds on that Wicklow Brave should be on Sunday.
Absolutely, he's a former Grade 1 winner. The conditions this race suit him really well. He gets weight actually off one or two inferior rivals. He'd be a very sharp price. And racing opens with an interesting trio hurdle actually. Patrick Hurst called Parisian for Edward O'Grady. He's seen winning at Roscommon. I thought he won quite well on that occasion. And he should be able to win again. He's got Smiling Eliza of Gordon Elliott and Chief Justice from the Gordon Elliott stable. A two-pronged attack here. They both won over hurdles to date. But I think Parisian is a decent horse and could go in there again, the 2:10.
The Mayor's take centre stage in the middle of the card, Martin, is the 2.5 mile Mayor's handicap hurdle at 3:45, and then the Cheestrings Mayor's novice chase at 4:20.
Yeah, very interesting that Mayor's handicap hurdle. There's some very informed rivals here. Moving swiftly along for Shane Ryder was a good winner last time at Bannerow. He gets an £8 rise in the weights for that, but Barry Brown ends back £5 off her back, so she should have an outstanding chance in that. Lockheed Girl was a good winner for Tom Mullins last time at Tramore. Well, she had her own, also was a good winner at Cork for Mark Cattle, so Barry Gertie takes that mount. She's up £12 for that. So they're the three kind of farm horses coming into it, must have a decent chance. I think moving swiftly along could be the one there. When the 4:20, the Mayor's novice chase, Willie Mullins has three of the 10 declared runners here. Camellia de Cock looks the pick of those, the way she won at Roscommon. I thought she was quite impressive. Miss Sassy, as I say, she runs at Westford on Saturday, but she waited for this race. I'd be interested in her over this longer trip for Paul Nolan and Brian Cooper. And maybe Synopsis for Gordon Elliott could be very interesting as well. Third on her most recent start at the Punchdown Festival, a good Mayor's handicap chase, and I think if she's anywhere near ready, she could be the one maybe that might be Committee of the Cut.
Okay, anything else on the Listowel card on Sunday?
It's 3:15, a maiden hurdle there. I thought I seen a horse of Margaret Mullins run quite well. A horse called Salty Boy went toward at Roscommon on his only start to date. Son Danny takes the mount here and must have a decent chance. Cree Bono for Brendan Duke went close in a similar type race early on the season and should be interesting. But I think Salty Boy could be the one there for Margaret Mullins.
Okay, and Martin, then just looking at the Kerry National, I think they better own 7-1 the field, 7-1 Blazer, Jury Duty, and Snow Falcon. But is there anything in that race that you fancy on Wednesday?
I really fancy Snow Falcon for the Galway Plate, and I must say, back to me each way, and I thought he was very unlucky. He didn't jump all that well in the first circuit, got well behind, and then made up some great ground to finish fourth. I think Noel Mead really fancies him for Wednesday's card. I think he's got a great chance. I think the 3 miles won't be a problem. He wouldn't want the ground to go too soft, but he has a touch of class, been a decent hurdler as well. I like those sign of second season novices. It's good news actually for Lisa Neal as well, Patrick, because she was got a 5-day ban there to Curra a couple of weeks ago, and that would have ruled her out of the Kerry National, but thankfully they appealed that and they got it down to 3 days, so now Lisa can go for a historic 3 in a row. I'm not quite sure which one of the Gordon Elliott sex tests she'll actually ride, but whatever she does ride, I think will obviously have plenty of interest, because she's won the race the last twice, and it would be fantastic for Lisa, who's having a very good season, if she could do it again. It really would be a wonderful achievement. But I think Snow Falcon for me has a very big chance, provided the ground doesn't get too soft. I think he's got a big race in him like this. I think the 3 miles around the stall should suit him, and provided he jumps better than he did the last time, he could be the one.
And you have entries from Monday to Thursday, Martin. Anything that you fancy that would catch your eye during the week?
The problem we have, Patrick, I suppose, is that so many entries. I've never seen, even on the flat, there's actually 80 in a race on Monday. It's really difficult to say which one is going to actually win at this stage of the season. But I have to say that it's fairly well entered up. All these big, even on the flat, which you don't normally get too many entries down on the flat, there seems to be a tremendous amount of interest in the stall. And that's great. It's great to see. It'd be hard to give you even one, to be quite honest. I would say the Winnie Mullins team have a very strong hand for the handicap hurdle on the Thursday, the big Ladbrokes handicap hurdle, runs a £100,000 race this year for the first time, and that really, whenever Ruby selects to ride, it's interesting that Ruby actually doesn't ride on Sunday. He was due to come back, so I'm hoping that leg will be all right, but I'm sure he'll be back in action for the Kerry National. Whatever he rides in the big race on Thursday, the handicap hurdle, I'd certainly be interested in going along with that one.
Okay, and just in the next 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to go quickly around the world of racing. Let's start off tomorrow in England. Kempton, the September Stakes, sees the return against Enable, but she's up against Crystal Ocean.
Yeah, Crystal Ocean is a very good horse there, Patrick. I have to say, I'd fancy maybe to beat her tomorrow. Enable is a very, very top class. She really is. She was a star of 2017, winning the Ark and the Irish Oaks and the English Oaks. She really was a fantastic mare. But I'd say she was hoping for probably an easy race to come back into action. So John Gosden would be hoping for an easy race. And Crystal Ocean certainly is no easy rival. Very, very good horse, this fella. King George, winner over a mile and a half. Second last time in the Judmonte International Stakes, where he didn't get the clearest of runs, but wouldn't have beaten Roaring Lion anyway. But in saying that, he's a very class act, and with his full race fitness, I'd say he probably could beat Enable tomorrow. But I'm sure they just want a good run from Enable, as she might go back and contest the Ark in a couple of weeks' time and try winning for a second time, just like Trev did in 2013-2014.
The Sprint Cup is at 4:15 at Haydock Martin, of course. It's all about Harry Angel, who had that unfortunate incident in the Diamond Jubilee. But two Irish runners here, and Gustav Klimt for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. And of course, we've also got Speaking Colours for Dunica and Joseph O'Brien.
Interesting that Dunica's gone over to ride there, Patrick, because he would have had a couple of fancy fights at Navan. He holds a very comfortable lead now over Colin Keane in the Irish Jockey Championship. And I can suppose he can probably take a weekend. There's only one Saturday meeting, there's only one flat meeting this weekend in Navan. He probably would have ridden two or three favourites there. But the Speaking Colours is an interesting animal. It's very much improved. Won a group race at Akura last time, and they obviously feel it has a good chance. But no question that Harry Angel is the one to beat. Unfortunately, it's what happened at Ascot. But he is a high-class sprinter from last season. If he's anywhere near his best, he probably would win here. Gustav Klimt, I have to say, it gets to be very disappointing. He ran good races in the Guineas early on the season, but it was very disappointing last time over 7 furlongs in the Hungford Stakes. I think to try and 6 furlongs is a bit of a last resort, and I'd be surprised if he's good enough to beat Harry Angel. He certainly looks a very high class sprinter.
Of course, just to do take note, as Frankie Dettori, who will be riding Enable in the September Stakes, will be getting a helicopter up to Lancashire to ride James Garfield in that race as well. He's priced out an 8-1 shot. Let's go around the world then, Martin, in Seoul out in Korea. I see William Mullins with Riven Light out there, going to be ridden by Jo Sung Gong, and of course we've got an English raider as well in Forest Ranger for Tony Hamilton and Richard Fahey.
Yeah, it's very interesting that Willie's certainly going across around the world in the last couple of years. I remember he saddled Blackstar Mountain to win a race in Japan in 2013. Very interesting, sending Riven Light over. He's a very improved horse, this fella. Has twice won the Galway Mile. Very impressive last time in the Galway Mile. And if provided things go all right over there, the only thing I was slightly worried about him was he's probably more effective with a cut in the ground. Not quite sure what the ground would be like over there, but he certainly would need a cut in it. If he gets a reasonable ground, he's got an outstanding chance, certainly on home farm. Wouldn't be sure what the opposition would be like, but a very brave attempt to send the horse over to Seoul, and a very interesting move for Willie. As I say, he's done this type of thing before. He really has spread his wings around the world now in recent seasons with Melbourne Cups and all sorts of things, and fair play to him for taking the chance.
Yeah, he's priced around 6-1, and they'll be racing on the dirt on Sunday morning at around 8:55. And over at Longchamp then, Martin, we've got the Prix de Moulin race. It's for 3-year-olds and upwards, no geldings allowed in this. We've got the return of Expert Eye, who had a fantastic win last time, and of course you've got the likes of Wotan in the race, and Without Parole.
Yes, Without Parole, I suppose, has a few questions to answer now. He's been disappointing in the Sussex Stakes on his penultimate start, and last time didn't get home in the Judmonte International Stakes. He has a bit to prove. He did win the St. James Palace Stakes, but as I say, he only beat Gustav Klimt on that occasion. That form just doesn't seem to be working out. Expert Eye is certainly a very talented horse, there's no question. I'm always a bit doubtful whether he gets the mile or not, but this is an ideal chance to do so. And of those two horses, I certainly would prefer Expert Eye on Sunday. He comes into race in much better form than Without Parole, and he would take plenty of beating. I say he's trying to win this elusive Group 1. He is a class act, and if he can just get that mile trip, he'll take plenty of beating. I say they'll hope they'll go slow in the early stages there, because they normally do in France, and maybe that's the thinking behind it.
And I forgot to put in Lightning Spear as well. Of course, he's up against who beat Expert Eye last time in Goodwood.
That's right, he is, and it's very good horse in spirit. He's the age of 7 though when he won a great Group 1, and that was probably a little bit surprising, because he has been placed in lots of occasions in those type of races in the past. He's a horse that loves to come at a late run, and if he delivered fast and late, he'd have a good chance. But I fancy maybe Expert Eye to maybe get his revenge on him this time after the run the Sussex Stakes.
Before I get your best of the week, Martin, just interesting to note, next week there's the Giggenstown dispersal, the annual dispersal of horses, and of their 38 horses on offer next week at Doncaster, Road to Riches, the dual Grade 1 winner behind Conagree, of course he finished third behind Conagree in the 2015 Gold Cup, will be up for offer next week.
Yeah, Giggenstown, fair play to do this every year. They're getting, I think, as you said, 38 horses, and there's some very good ones there in that batch. And Road to Riches has been a great servant, and Noel has already said he's got a lot of interest in people maybe that would be interested maybe in him going hunter chasing or pint to pinting, and they've done this in the past, and a lot of these horses are very well minded, very well looked after, so even though they might be probably past their best, they'll still be good enough to win lots of races in England, and as I say, if you do go hunter chasing, they can certainly win plenty of money there and pint to pinting, just sweeten them up even, and it's good to see it makes it, adds a bit of interest. And fair play to Giggenstown, as I say, they run their business as a business properly, and they feel that it's worthwhile to sell these 38 horses.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Okay, Martin, it's that time of the week where we're going to get your best bets.
Okay, Navan on Saturday, I'm going to take a chance on Rocky Blue in the last race, the 5:20. Wexford on Saturday, I'd like the chances of Time Is Time in the 2:15. Well, it was stolen Sunday. Hopefully, if the rain doesn't get into the ground, I would have a very bit of interest in Product of Love in the 4:50.
Okay, that's your best bets of the week. And of course, you'll be joining us next week when we'll be previewing the Irish Champions Weekend, Martin. Big weekend next week.
Big weekend next weekend. Things are looking good all right at the moment. From the plenty of English channels which we want to see. Hopefully Alpha Centauri next Saturday in the Matron Stakes. It looks like a couple of English challengers there to take her on, but Lauren's in particular will be interesting, but I think if she's the star of the show, she has been all season, she'll take plenty of beating. Also, obviously Roaring Lion will be interesting in next Saturday's Champion Stakes. He's been very much a bit of a superstar in his last couple of runs, and hopefully he'll do it again. Sunday at the Curragh then, the shape will be very interesting. We've got also got the English Ledger, of course, at Doncaster next week, and the Irish Ledger at the Curragh on Sunday. We've got Pretty Pollyanna coming over for England for the Milder Stakes, so lots to look forward to here. I'm sure the English will win the Flying Five Stakes as well for the first time being run as a Group 1 race, so we've lots to look forward to here. Hopefully the weather play ball and things are looking good for a very good weekend. A very good week in Listowel, and of course then to round it off, a very good Irish Champions weekend.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And look, Martin, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll be catching up with you again next Friday.
No problem at all, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.